Now, I'm still going to try to ask you some simple questions to the young people.
我仍然要问年轻人一些简单的问题。
Now, first, I will ask you those who are in first and second, primary and secondary, please stand up.
首先我要请
读小学
和中学的弟兄姊妹，请站起来。
Would you kindly stand up? I know, but primary and secondary is all right if you are here.
如果仍然有小学和中学的弟兄姊妹在这里，都请站起来。
Please, okay. All right. Now I said I'm going to ask the one who really sit the very back.
我曾经讲过要问那在坐在最后面的。
Okay. So that brother who with the orange shirt.
那一位穿橘红色。
Now let me ask you a very simple question. Don't worry.
请我问，我要问一个简单的问题，不要担心。
Now how many epistles of Paul have written?
保罗一共写了多少封书信？
Could you tell us? 13. Perfect.
十三卷。
You see, that's the principle of overcomer.
我们看见这就是得胜者的原则。
So when our brother overcome means the whole group of a primary and a secondary overcome.
只要我们弟兄得胜了，整个小学和中学的孩子都得胜。
So thank you very much.
非常感谢你。
Then I will ask those those junior college and also polytech.
我要请那些在初级大学和专科学校的弟兄姊妹，请站起来。
Junior college and polytech.
初级大学和、
yeah.。Okay, very good. Then we'll ask that brother who sit in the very back, okay?
我们要请问那一位。
Yeah, the other one, please still stand up, all right? Please still stand up.
其他的请仍然站立。
Okay, now, among these 13 epistles,
在这十三封书信中，
it can be divided into how many groups?
可以分成好几个组。
Four, yes.
四。
Now, could you tell us what are the two books involved in the first group?
能不能请你告诉我第一组是哪两卷书
？Yes. Correct. Now, if you are able to answer me, why don't you continue? How about the second group?
若是你答对了第一组，那第二组是什么
？And? Correct. Okay. Okay. Let's ask another sister who in the back. Okay.The other one, yes. So could you kindly try to fill the rest? How about the third group? Correct. And how about the last group? Okay, that's all. I think they are answered perfectly. Thank you.
谢谢。
Okay. Now, anyone who are in the university,
所有在大学里面的
in the university,Any?
在大学里面的弟兄姊妹。
Any?
今天多一点。
All right, now today more now.
今天比昨天多。
Very good. Okay, then again we ask the last one, the one who said the back.
我们再要问站在最后面坐最后面的。
Okay, now among these 13 books,
在这十三封书信中
，Now someone suggests that it's almost like a book.
有人建议它整组就像一本书一样。
For example, the first group of the epistles can be considered as a prologue.
举例来说，第一组呢可以考虑像序言一样。
And then the last group as the epilogue.
最后一组呢是拔，是结尾。
So the main body of the book belong to the second and the third.
所以这一本书它的主体是在第二组和第三组里面。
So the second group includes, you know, includes, Romans, Galatians, First, Second Corinthians.
第二组有罗马、加拉太、哥林多前后书。
Now, could you try to summarize or characterize this group of epistles with just one word?
能不能请你用一个字来总结这第二组书信它的主题？
Could you do that? Cross. Yes.
十字架。
Perfect.
对。
Okay. Now we ask the sister, who's a friend of.
弟兄前面的姊妹。
Okay, can you find a one word to characterize the third group of the epistles?
你能用一个字来代表第二组的、第三组的书信
？Christ. Yeah. So perfect. Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
谢谢，请坐。
So they all did very well.
大家都答得非常好。
Now I think that's all for today.
这是今天要问的问题。
Then probably you ask now.Should you pay attention to the message today?
可能你要问我今天还需不需要留意来听。
Probably there will be no more chance for me to ask you.
可能我再没有机会来问大家了。
However, I'm still going to ask you some questions.
但是我仍然要问大家一些问题。
Now, how I'm going to do it?
我要怎么做呢？
Most of you will take buses back to Singapore.
大部分我们中间是坐巴士回新加坡。
So 5 hours to 6 hours driving, very boring.
五六个钟头的车程呢是非常无聊的。
So I would suggest you young people play some games.
所以我建议年轻人呢玩一些的游戏。
So I will ask Brother Mark Lin to help me.
我会请Mark Lin 弟兄帮助我。
Because according to my understanding, he's responsible for the youth program.
因为我了解他是负责年轻人的
整个聚会。 So is it possible try to organize these young people into different group?
若是可能的话，把年轻人分成不同的组。
And let them challenge each other.
让他们彼此挑战。
You have 3 buses.
有三部 bus.
Suppose in 1 bus you have 2 groups.
在若是一部车上有两个组。
So they should be able to challenge each other.
所以他们就可以彼此的对问。
So they will ask many questions.
他们可以彼此问问题。
And you know, you find a way to make a score.
我们可以用一个计分的方式。
Now by this way, you know who will win this contest.
那么我们就知道谁会赢这一个比赛。
So I think this is just a game.
这只不过是一个游戏。
Then of course, those questions will include the material we'll cover in this session.
那么这些问题呢，可以包含。今天要讲的内容。
So today there are many points are very important.
所以今天有许多点是非常重要的。
So if you could remember those,
若是你能够记住这些，
it will be very helpful.
那就非常有帮助。
So please still stay alert today.
所以请大家仍然今天要警醒。
And just pay attention to the message.
要留意今天的交通。
And sometimes you know you probably don't understand the message today.
有的时候呢，我们今天并不能完全明白这些信息。
But if you remember certain important certain major points,
若是你能够记得其中一些重要的点
，Who knows? Probably 2 years later.
谁能知道呢？可能2年之后
，Or 3 years later.
或者3年之后
，Somehow one day the word will come back to you.
可能有一天呢，这些话语要回到我们里面。
So we think that this conference must have some kind of eternal value.
那么我们就会。知道呢，这一个特会呢有永远的价值。
Now, if the Lord is with us,
若是主与我们同在
，we really pray that somehow He will speak to our hearts.
我们要求主向多少要向我们的心说话。
Okay, so let us remember, let us still try to concentrate in this session when we are together.
所以请大家今天早晨仍然留意这一堂的信息。
So let's pray.
请我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we really commit this time into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们实在把这一段时间交在你的手中。
Thank you so much. You are so merciful to us.
我们何等感谢你，因为你向我们 何等的蛮有怜悯。
You did speak to us in this conference.
你实在在这个特会中向我们说话。
Now we come to this last session.
现在我们来到这最后一堂。
We still pray that, Lord, don't let us go.
主啊，我们仍然求你不要放过我们。
Touch our heart, Lord.
摸我们的心。
Quicken us.
使我们苏醒过来。
Really grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
实在把赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们
that we may know you in a fuller way
好叫我们在更丰满的方式中认识你
in the name of our Lord Jesus we pray
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Now we are going to continue to share on this matter of the word of life
现在我们要继续来交通生命之道这件事情。
Now we especially try to show brothers and sisters.
我们特别向弟兄姊妹们指出来。
Now the whole 13 epistles of Paul.
保罗所写的全部十三封书信
actually really show us the word of life.
实际上他向我们指出什么是生命之道。
But don't forget the 13 epistles only part of the word of God.
但是请不要忘记这十三封书信只不过神话语的一部分
Actually, the whole Bible covered the word of life.
实际上整卷圣经它涵盖的就是生命的道
But because of time, we can only limit ourselves to the 13 epistles of Paul.
但是因着时间的缘故我们只能把我们的注意力限制在保罗的书信
Now even 13 epistles of Paul is such a grand subject.
即便是保罗的十三封书信也是一个极大的题目。
So yesterday we tried to give you some kind of idea about these 13 epistles.
所以昨天我们盼望给大家一点关于这十三封书信的概念。
Now today we will enter into the 13 epistles.
今天我们要实际的进入这十三封书信。
Now how could we do it within just 1 hour?
我们怎么可能在一个钟头中达到的目的呢
It's almost impossible.
几乎是不可能的。
But somehow we try to present to brothers some outlines of the word of life.
但是我们盼望呢，能够把这生命的道的纲要表明在弟兄姊妹。
That's really the ministry of the word of that. That's really the ministry of Paul.
那实在就是保罗的职事。
When God showed him the word.
当神将话语指示他。
Actually, it is the ministry of Paul to give us the outline of some very important things in the heart of God.
实际上，保罗的职事乃是将神心中那最重要的事情，他给我们一个纲要。
However, it takes the whole Bible to explain it.
然而呢，却需要整本圣经来解释它。
So this morning, let us try to find out.
所以今天早晨，我们试着来寻找。
Is it possible for us to just have the outline of the word of life?
是否我们可能呢，把这个生命的道它的那个纲要找出来
？Now in the epistles to Romans.
写给罗马的书信。
Actually, Paul really did that for us.
事实上，保罗他已经这样做了。
So now let us turn to a very important message, a passage.
所以我们请大家翻到非常重要的一段经文。
Now in this passage, you are able to see the outline of the word of life.
在这一段的经文中，我们可以看见生命的道它的纲要。
And that's very important.
这是非常重要的。
There are many Bible verses.
在那里有许多节的经文。
But you ought to know some of the verses are key verses.
但是我们需要知道呢，有一些经文是关键的要节。
That almost summarizes the most major themes in the whole Bible.
那几乎把整本圣经的主要的主题都总结了。
That almost show us the central thought in the heart of God.
那几乎也让我们看见神心中的那个中心思想。
So now we turn to this passage.
所以我们现在就翻到这一段经文。
So let's turn to Romans.
请我们翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
verse 9.
第九节。
Sorry. Verse 28.
对不起，是28节。
And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him.
因为他预先所知，对不起，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Who have been called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被造的人。
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Now we come to a very important key verse here.
现在我们就来到一个非常重要的要节。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
And those he predestined, he also called.
预先所定下的人又召他们来。
Those he called, he also justified.
所招来的人又称他们为义。
Those he justified, he also glorified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now in this sentence,
在这一句话里
you have justification.
我们看见有称义。
You also have glorification.
我们也看见得荣耀。
Do you see that?We are called
我们蒙召
to be justified
要被称为义
and to be glorified
并且又要得荣耀
Now this is a very important key
这是非常重要的一把钥匙
Now before we explain what is involved in this important verse
在我们解释这非常重要的经节的之前
Now the Bible's verse 28
28节,
we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Now, who have been called according to his purpose?
就是按他旨意被造的人。
So here we are told the purpose of God.
在这里我们看见有神的目的，神的旨意。
Now, in the Bible, if you could quote one verse to tell us what is the purpose of God.
在圣经中，若是你问了哪一节圣经可以让我们明白神的目的
，So if you read the context，
若是我们读上下文
，Immediately you get the answer，
很快的我们就得着了答案。
That's very clear answer，
这是非常清楚的答案。
Now the answer is to be the purpose of God is that for us to be conformed into the image of Christ。
在这里我们看见神的目的就是要叫我们。能够效法他儿子的模样。
So now we know that this is the purpose of God.
我们现在就知道这是神的目的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8,
从第一章到第八章
Paul tried to tell us what is the gospel of God.
保罗试着告诉我们什么是神的福音。
Paul tried to tell us what is salvation.
保罗试着告诉我们什么是救恩。
Now, of course, salvation is according to God's purpose.
当然救恩是根据于神的目的。
Why God save us?
为什么神要救我们
？Of course, because we are sinners.
当然，因为我们是罪人。
And because we are sinners, we have no position, no place in the presence of God.
因着我们是罪人，所以我们在神的面前就毫无地位。
So, brother and sister, now God wants to save us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，现在神要拯救我们。
First, He has to give us a place before Him.
首先，他要为我们在他面前给我们一个地位。
Whenever we are in His presence,
当我们在他的面前
，When we are sinner,
当我们是罪人的时候
，None of any sinner was able to stand before God.
没有任何一个罪人能够站在神的面前。
And He definitely, if anyone is dare to do that.
若是任何人胆敢如此做
，Now we know that he will be destroyed. He will be annihilated.
我们知道他会被击杀。
So for that reason,
为着那个缘故
，As a sinner, we have no place in the presence of God.
罪人在神的面前是没有地位的。
So in the plan of God's salvation,
所以在神救恩的计划中
，Now God had to do something.
神必须要做一些事情。
So now we want to know what is involved in the salvation of God.
所以我们现在就要知道，在神的救恩中到底有什么内容。
And for that reason, we have a chapter from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
为着那个缘故，我们就看见有罗马书第一章到第八章。
Paul tried to tell us.
保罗试着告诉我们。
Not only the redemption of the cross.
不仅有十架的救赎
and also the fellowship of the cross.
并且有十架的交通
Now, when we talk about salvation, we have to talk about the cross.
当我们讲到救恩的时候，我们必须要讲到十字架。
Now, cross has two aspects.
十字架有两方面。
On one hand, the redemption.
一面是救赎。
On the other hand, the fellowship.
另外一面乃是交通。
Now, unfortunately, today we only know something about the redemption of the cross.
很可惜的，今天我们常常仅仅知道十字架救赎的这一面。
We do not know much about the fellowship of the cross.
我们却并不知道十字架交通的这一面。
Because when you talk about the cross,
因为当我们讲到十字架的时候
，especially when we read Romans, Galatians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians，
特别是我们读罗马、加拉太和哥林多前后书的时候
，and this put four books，
这一组的四卷书
，If you use one word to describe it, that's the cross.
若是我们用一个字来描述，就是十字架。
However, if you go deep into these four books,
然而若我们深入的看这四卷书
，and you not only see the redemption of the cross,
我们就不仅仅看见十字架救赎的一
面 ，also the fellowship of the cross,
并且我们也看见十字架交通的一面。
Now the redemption of the cross speaks of what our Lord has done for us on the cross.
十字架救赎的一面呢，是关于主在十字架上为我们所完成的。
Now after we receive Him as our Savior，
当我们接受了他做我的救主
，The Holy Spirit already dwell in our spirit，
圣灵就已经住在我们的灵里。
Now Holy Spirit want to do something，
圣灵要做一些工作。
He want to apply the finished work of cross in the 2,000 years ago，
他要将基督在两千年前十字架上所完成的工作
，He want to make it real in our life，
使它在我们的生命中变得真实。
Now that's fellowship，
那就是交通。
Do you see that？
我们是不
是看见 ？So sometimes you only see the redemption of the cross。
有的时候我们只看见十字架救赎的工作。
You only see something objective。
我们只看见了那客观的。
You only see something has done 2,000 years ago。
我们只看见在两千年前有一些工作被完成
了。But how about today？
但是今天如何呢
？So Holy Spirit in us，
所以圣灵在我们里面
，will make that historic fact，
要将那个历史上的事实
，to be realized today，
这让今天把它实现出来
，to make it functional today，
好叫今天它变得是有功效的。
So this is the fellowship of the cross，
所以这个就是十字架的交通。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so if you put all the verses of the cross together，
若是我们将所有关于十字架的经节都放在一起
，you can divide into two classes，
我们就可以把它们分成两类
，very clear，
非常清楚。
For example， how Jesus died for us on the cross，
举例来说，我们主耶稣怎样在十字架上为我们而死。
Blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣的血。
And when you talk about the cross,
当我们讲到十字架的时候。
And this all belong to the category of the redemption of the cross.
这都是包含在十字架救赎的这一类里。
But when you read another part of the Bible,
但是当我们读另一圣经的另外一部分。
For example, Paul said.Our old man was crucified with Christ.
例如保罗说到，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
For example, Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ."
像保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So when Paul said, "We have fellowship in His suffering."
例如像保罗讲到，我们在他的
我们交通与
交通于他的苦难。
And more than that, When our Lord Jesus, anyone who want to follow the Lord,
当我们有任何人要跟随我们的主
let him deny himself and follow the take up his cross and follow the Lord.
主说他要就要就当舍己背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
Now taking up the cross,
背起自己的十字架。
Now, brother, this all belong to the fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，这都包含在十字架的交通。
So here you find that cross has objective side, have subjective side.
所以我们这里就看见十字架有客观的一面和主观的一面。
So very clear.
这是非常清楚的。
If you study the four epistles in the second group,
若是我们读在第二组里面的四封书信，
then definitely you will find every aspect about the redemption of the cross and the fellowship of the cross.
很确定的，我们能够看见呢十字架救赎的一面和十字架交通的一面。
Now what God want to do?
那么神要做什么呢？
Out of this salvation,
在这救恩里。
On the one hand,
一面来说，
of course God be merciful upon us.
神向我们蛮有怜悯。
He knew that we are sinners.
他知道我们是罪人。
So he died for our sins.
所以他为我们而死。
So he wanted to deliver us from the power of sin.
他要将我们从罪的权势底下拯救出来。
He wants us to be happy.
他希望盼望我们喜乐。
And after we are saved,
当我们得救之后，
we will no longer go to hell. We know that definitely we'll go to heaven.
我们就不再下地狱，我们确定的可以上天
堂。Now, when we talk about salvation, we only think about this. We only think about all these things.
当我们讲到救恩的时候，我们常常只想到这就是全部了。
But brother, this is only part of the word of life.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这只不过是生命之道的一部分。
The work of the cross,
十字架上的工作，
is try to regain the paradise for you and for me.
它是要为你和我重新得回那乐园。
But what God was that we are able to take the fruit of the tree of life.
但是神要我们的，乃是要你我都能够吃生命树的果
子。So even you are no longer a sinner.
所以即便我们不再是罪人了，
our life is still empty.
我们的生命仍然是空虚的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God has a purpose in your life and in my life.
因为神在你和我的生命中有一个目的。
So what is a salvation?
那么什么是救恩呢？
Salvation is not only for us to be delivered from our sinful life.
救恩呢，不仅仅是把我们从我们罪的生活中拯救出
来。Not only to regain the paradise.
不仅为我们重新得回乐园。
Now the salvation is want to bring us back to the eternal, to go back to the eternal purpose of God.
而救恩是要让我们能够回到神永远的目的。
Now in Genesis we knew that God's purpose is the fruit of the tree of life.
在创世纪里面，我们知道神的目的乃是那生命树。
So now Paul tried to make things even much clearer.
所以保罗试着要把这个事讲得更清楚。
So he tried to spell out what is the purpose of God.
所以他想要说出什么是神的目的。
Now brothers, if we are sinners,
若我们是罪人，
so after we are being justified,
当我们得以称义之后，
that's it.
那就完了。
Do you see that you will get to heaven?
那我们就上天堂了。
So no wonder many people you will never see them after they were baptized.
所以呢，当他们得救了之后，我们再也见不到他的面。
Why? They thought that they were graduate already.
因为他们认为自己毕业了。
They already got a ticket to heaven.
他们得了上天堂的门票。
So now no wonder you don't see them anymore.
所以我们就再也看不见他们。
But they forgot.
但是他们忘了。
This is only part of the word of life.
这只不过是生命之道的一
部分。You see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
你看见。The cross is the means to an end.
十字架乃是达到目的的那个方法。
Because we have fallen.
因为我们堕落了。
Because paradise has been lost.
因为我们失去了乐园。
Now God wants to bring that paradise back to us.
现在神要将乐园带回到我们的里
面。So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见。
If you want to know the purpose of God,
若是我们要明白神的目的。
Now we have to listen to what Paul says.
我们需要听保罗所说的。
Now the purpose of God,
神的目的乃是。
Is that we may be conformed.Transform into the image of Christ.
要叫我们被改变磨成神儿子耶稣基督的形象。
After we receive Christ as our life.
当我们接受了基督做我们的生命。
Now when that life is in us.
当那个生命在我们里面。
That life will grow in us.
那个生命要在我们里面成长。
Finally, it will be manifest through us.
最后要借着我们来彰显出来。
Then people will see the beauty and the glory of Christ.
然后人们就要看见基督的美丽和荣耀。
And they will discover the patience of Christ and humility of Christ in you and in me.
他们要在你和我里面看见基督的谦卑、 基督的柔和。
And then we'll become like a stars in the universe.
然后我们在这个世代中就像星明光一样。
Then we have testimony.
然后我们就有了见证。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
that's exactly God's eternal purpose.
那个乃是神永远的目的。
After Adam takes the tree of life, fruit of tree of life.
若是亚当吃了生命树上的果
子， that light will be in him.
那个生命呢，就要在他的里面。
And will grow in him unto maturity.
就在他的里面呢，会成长达到成熟。
And then Adam will be like a star in the universe.
那么亚当就会像在宇宙中的星星一样。
So my brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
For that reason.
为着那个缘故。
Now we know.
现在我们明白。
The eternal purpose of God.
在神的永远目的。
Is not just to get us saved.
不仅仅是要我们得救。
To get us saved is only the initial step.
我们得救只不过是开头的一步。
We call it initial salvation.
我们称它做初步的救恩。
Because a salvation is full salvation.
因为救恩是全备的救恩。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 8 of Romans.
所以从罗马书第一章到第八章。
We are being told the full salvation.
那你告诉我们全备的救恩。
So now we know that God's purpose is for us to be transformed into the image of Christ.
所以现在我们知道神的目的乃是要叫我们改变有基督的形象。
Now Paul tried to summarize what he has told us in the first 8 chapters.
那么保罗呢，他在这罗马书的八章里面，他把它总结告诉我们。
So now we have that phrase we have just read.
所以我们有刚才所读的那一句话。
Now that's verse 30.
那是第三十节。
And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们。
Now, when we are called.
当我们蒙召的时候，
we are called according to his purpose.
我们乃是照着他的目的蒙召的。
Now in that calling,
在那个呼召中，
we are justified.
我们得以称义。
But after we are justified,
但是在我们称义之后，
we will be glorified.
我们又要得荣耀。
So here you see,
所以这里我们看见，
when you go back to these 8 chapters of Romans,
当我们回到罗马书的这八章中，
and then if you study what Paul tried to tell us,
若是我们研读保罗试着要告诉我们的，
it is very clear here,
在这里就很清楚，
there are 3 important thoughts here,
在这里有三个重要的意念，
and these important thoughts definitely give us the outline of the word of life.
这三个重要的意念呢，很确定的把生命之道的纲要告诉我们。
In these first 8 chapters,
在这前面的八章中，
In the first part, we are being told justification by faith.
第一部分告诉我们因信称义。
The second part, sanctification by faith.
第二部分讲到因信成圣。
Last part, glorification by faith.
最后一部分乃是因信得荣耀。
Remember justification, sanctification, and glorification.
请记得称义、成圣和得荣耀。
Now what is glorification?
那么什么是得荣耀呢？
We think one day our body will be redeemed.
我们认为呢，有一天我们的身体要得赎。
When the Lord returns, that's glorification.
当主回来的时候就是得荣耀的时候。
It is true.
那是真的。
Because when our Lord comes back, we will be like him.
因为当我们的主回来的时候，我们都要像他。
My brothers, when we are like him,
弟兄们，当我们像他的时候，
it means that we are being already being transformed into his image.
那意味着我们已经被改变成磨成他的形象。
So sometimes we think glorification means something in future.
所以有的时候我们认为呢，得荣耀是将来的事。
No. Now if you study the verse 30 here.
不，若当我们在仔细的读第三十节的时候，
and if you study from verse 28 all the way to 30,
若是我们从二十八节开始读一直到
三十节， within that context,
在这个上下文中，
now we know what is the meaning of glorification here.
我们就知道了这里所指得荣耀的意义是什么。
Now to be glorified means to be transformed into the image of Christ.
要得荣耀它的意味 意思就是我们磨成他儿子的形
象。We have no glory.
我们本身没有荣耀。
Now, brother and sister, only when we are being transformed into His image.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有当我们被磨成、改变成他的形象。
Then we are glorified.
那么我们就得了荣耀。
Like the story of moon.
好像那一个月亮的故事。
Now you know that the moon never have any light.
我们知道月亮本身不会发光的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because the moon, behold, the moon opened its face to the sun.
因着月亮呢，敞开它的脸呢，向着太阳。
So when the moon absorbed the light of sun,
所以当月亮吸收了阳光
，then reflect the light,
它就将这个光反射出来。
Now what do we see?
那么我们看见什么呢
？We see the moonlight.
我们就看见了月光。
Now when you, when sometime you know when you are young, some probably your parents will ask you to.Memorize 唐诗三百首 for example.
可能当我们年轻、年幼的时候，父母亲会叫我们背唐诗三百首。
There is a one poem called 床前明月光，疑是地上霜。You see the moonlight here.
有一首诗啊，讲到床前明月光，疑是地上霜。
So now the moonlight here, strictly speaking,
在这一首诗里面讲的那个月光
is not moonlight.
那不是真实的月光。
Actually, in the evening,
实际上在晚上的时候
when the sun disappeared,
当太阳下山了
now you see the light of sun.
现在我们看见还是阳光。
That's the glory of moon.
那个是月亮的荣光。
The moon itself has no glory.
月亮本身并没有荣光。
All his glory was derived from the sunlight.
所有他的荣光呢，都是从阳光而来的。
And we know that Jesus is the Son of Righteousness.
我们知道主耶稣乃是那个公义的日头。
You remember after he was betrayed by Judas Iscariot.
我们记得当他被加略人犹大出卖以后。
And according to John.
照着约翰的福音。
He told us now it is the night.
他告诉我们说现在黑夜到了。
After our Lord ascended to heaven.
当我们的主升上高天。
Now because the disappearance of the sun.
因着这个日头看不见了。
For 2,000 years.
有两千年之间
We are in the long and the dark night.
我们在一个漫漫的长夜中
And when we break bread together,
当我们一同擘饼的时候
Actually, we are having the Lord's Supper.
实际上我们乃是吃主的晚餐
When we have the Lord's Supper,
当我们有主的晚餐
It means that now the day is going to break.
他告诉我们说天就快要亮了
And we are waiting for the day dawn.
我们是等候天亮。
For 2,000 years,
有两千年之久
Church has never had the breakfast.
教会从来没有吃过早餐。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们
if the sunshine is no longer here,
若是阳光不在这里
I don't mean this sunshine.
不是这一位 sunshine.
Now, when the sunshine is no longer here,
若是阳光不在这里
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
When you stretch out your hand, you don't see your hands.
当我们把手伸出来的时候，我们伸手不见五指。
But we know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事。
Even the sun disappears.
即便太阳消失了。
That does not mean that this dark and crooked world will not enjoy any light.
并不代表说这个黑暗悖逆的弯曲的世代呢看不见
光。For that reason.
为着那个缘故
Now Paul said we shine as a star in the universe.
为着那个缘故保罗告诉我们说我们要像明光在这个世代中照耀
As far as individuals are concerned,
就着个人而言
we are scattered stars.
我们好像是散布在天上的星
星 But as far as corporate is concerned,
但是就着团体而言
we are just like a moon.
我们就像月亮一样。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹。
Now, when we talk about testimony of the church,
当我们讲到教会的见证的时候
Let me ask you,
我要请问大家。
Today, the world, they do not see Christ.
今天世界看不见。
They do not have spiritual insight.
他们没有属灵的这个洞察力。
But even in the darkness of the evening,
但是即便在黑夜的暗中。
Now, when the moon rises,
当月亮升起了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when you have a full moon,
当我们有满月的时候
it's very interesting.
那是很有趣的。
When sun is setting,
当太阳下山了
then the whole full moon will rise from the east.
那么这个满月要从东方升起
It's almost just remind you, just like a sun.
他几乎呢提醒我们像他像太阳一样。
Then it was set from the east to the west.
他也从西方落下去。
So what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？That means we are being conformed into the image of Christ.
那意思告诉我们说，我们被磨成了基督的形象。
So that's the purpose of God.
那就是神的目的。
That's why as the shining and stars in the universe, how it is connected with the Word of Life.
那就是为什么我们看。在这宇宙中发光的心和生命之道怎么样连在一起
So brothers, now we understand what is the meaning of glorification.
现在我们就明白了什么叫做得荣耀的意思
Without glorification,
若是我们没有得荣耀
How can we serve as a moon?
我们怎么可能像月亮一样来服侍呢
How can we talk about testimony of Christ?
我们怎么能讲到基督的见证呢
You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们我们看见吗
Thank the Lord.
感谢神
Today we will ask one question.
今天我们要问一个问题
Now if we want to know the purpose of God.
若是我们盼望认识神的目的。
When God save us,
当神拯救我们的时候。
He wants save us to the uttermost.
他要救我们到极致。
Not only paradise regained,
不仅仅得回乐园。
But also we may be transformed into His image.
并且我们要被改变成为他的形象。
So that's glorification.
那乃是得荣耀。
Do you see that?
我们看见吗
？Justification.
称义
sanctification
成圣
and glorification
并且要得荣耀
and more than that
不仅如此
in the initial step
在起初的那
一步 justification
称义
and when the Lord returns
当主回来的时候
we will be like him
我们要像他一样
if you give your time to the Lord
若是我们将自己的时间交给主
he will work in our life
他就要在我们生命中做工
we will be transformed into his image
我们要被改变磨成他的形象
How do you define maturity?
我们怎样定义成熟呢
How do you define spiritual manhood?
我们怎样讲定义属灵的成人呢
When we are being transformed into the image of Christ
当我们被改变成了基督的形象
So do you see that brothers?
所以弟兄姊妹们我们看见
Here you see the word of life
这里我们看见生命的道
First 11 years
先十一年
Second 11 years
第二个十一年
And another 11 years
然后另外一个十一年
Justification by faith
因信称义
and sanctification by faith
因信成圣
and glorification by faith
因信得荣耀
so brothers
所以弟兄们
only Paul could outline that wonderful word of life for you and for me
只有保罗能够把这个奇妙的生命之道传递给我
now even his own life
即便是我们的生命
he lived that life
他也活出那个
生命。So if you study the first two books,
若是我们读开头的两卷书
，and the first and the second Thessalonians,
就是帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，the atmosphere is a family atmosphere.
那一个气氛呢，乃是一个家庭的气氛。
We are all born as the children of God.
我们生下来就是神的儿女。
Now we were sinners.
我们原来是罪人。
We are far from God.
我们与神是遥远的。
We have no place in the family of God.
我们在神的家中是没有地位的。
Do you see that?
我们看见吧。
Now, brothers and sisters, unless we are born into that family,
除非我们是生在那个家中。
We have no place in that family.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在那个家中就没有地位。
Now you know, in the state, most rich person is.Bill Gates.
我们知道，在美国最有钱的人就是 Bill Gates.
Now Bill Gates has only one daughter.
他只有一个女儿。
But I think many people like to be born into that family.
但是我相信很多人都盼望自己能生在那个家中。
But brothers, this is impossible.
弟兄姊妹们，那是不可能的。
Because you have to have the position in that family.
因为呢，我们先需要，必须要在那个家中有地位。
You have to be born into that family.
我们必须是生在那个家中。
Thank God.
感谢神。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人
Now when we believe in him
当我们信他的时候
We will have eternal life
我们就有了永生
Now we become the members in the family of God
我们是神家中的一个成员
What does that mean?
那是什么意思
We are all justified
我们都已经称义了
We have a place in the family of God
我们在神的家中有了地位
You know, in the ancient China
我们知道在古老的中国
When they have a maid
家里若是 有一个婢女。
You know, when you have a feast together, a whole family have a meal together.
当整全家人一同吃饭的时候。
Now only families, only the members of family will be at the table.
只有家里面的成员能够坐在桌上。
But those servants, they only stand there.
但是那些婢女仆人只能站在旁边。
They have no place in that at that table.
他们在这个桌上没有他们的位置。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，What do you mean by justification by faith?
因信称义是什么意思呢
？Very simple.
非常简单。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
就是当我们信主耶稣的时候
，A place or a position in the presence of God has been secured.
在神的面前，你我得着了一个地位。
So you see, brothers and sisters.
所以我们看见。
No wonder when you study the First and Second Thessalonians.
难怪当我们读《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》的时候
，The atmosphere is the atmosphere of a family house.
整个气氛乃是一个家的气氛。
The way you sit.
在我们坐怎么坐
？This is the atmosphere of a classroom.
今天呢，这是一个教室的气氛。
That's why you give me a good excuse to ask you some questions.
所以给我一个理由呢，可以问大家问题。
But if you go to a family,
但是若是你到一个家里面
，You don't have such a auditorium.
我们不会有这样的一个演讲厅。
The atmosphere is a family atmosphere.
那个气氛是家的气氛。
So even Paul was a great teacher.
所以。即便呢，保罗是一个伟大的教师。
And in that book, in that two letters,
在那两封书信里
，Paul described himself as a mother.
所以保罗用母亲来描述他自己。
How a mother nourish a child.
一个母亲怎样养育他的孩子。
He also described himself as a father.
他也描写他自己像父亲一样。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，Now you understand.
现在我们明白了。
Now when Paul tried to write a letter to the church in Thessalonica.
当保罗试着要写书信给在帖撒罗尼迦的教会
He tried to pass on what he has learned in his first stage of infanthood.
他试着想要描述他在他属灵婴孩阶段所学到的经历。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊
妹 Now you understand.
现在我们明白了。
This is justification by faith.
这乃是因信称义。
Thank God.
感谢神。
We are justified.
我们称义了。
Because of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
因着我们主耶稣的血。
Because of the work of redemption Christ has done for us on the cross.
乃是因着基督在十字架上为我们所完成救赎的工作。
But thank God,
感谢神。
We just believe in Jesus.
我们只要相信主耶稣。
Now we go to heaven.
现在我们就可以上天。
Now we have a place.
现在我们有一个地位。
We have a wonderful place in the. We have wonderful place in the sight of God.
我们在神的眼前，我们得着一个奇妙的地位。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Now first thing.Justification by faith.
第一件事乃是因信称义。
This is the word. This is the truth.
这个是神的话语，是真理。
We have to remember.
我们必须要记得。
We are saved by grace.
我们乃是因
我们得救乃是
得救乃是因本乎恩。
Now we are justified by faith.
我们乃是因信称义。
So thank the Lord.
我们感谢神。
This is the first thing we all have to remember.
这是我们。首先要记住的一件事。
And I think every Christian they know this part very well.
我相信呢，每一个基督徒对这一部分呢都非常的清楚。
If you go to any congregation today,
若是我们到任何一个聚会里面
，they all preach this salvation.
他们都传讲这个救恩。
Now you will go to heaven.
你可以上天堂。
You no longer go to hell.
你不会下地狱。
You should believe in Jesus Christ.
你应该相信主耶稣。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们
，this is the beginning.
这只不过是开头。
It is wonderful.
这是奇妙的。
Before we were saved.
在我们得救之前
，We had no place in the house of God.
我们在神的家中是没有地位的。
We have no place in the presence of God.
我们在神的面前是没有地位的。
We will be struck to death.
我们会击杀致死。
No one can stand before the presence of God.
没有一个人能够在神的面前站立的。
Now what is justification?
那么什么是称义呢
？Justification means as if you have never sinned before.
我称义呢，就好像。
从来没有犯过罪
我们从来没有犯过罪一样。
Now, brother and sister, it is wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们，那是何等的奇妙。
Now, the eyes of God were so penetrating.
因为神有一个洞察的眼睛。
The memory of God was so wonderful.
神的记性呢是那么的好。
Now, how could he forget that we are sinners? sinners.
他怎么可能忘记我们是罪人？
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
when we are being clothed with Christ,
当我们披戴基督的时候，
see, we know that Christ as our righteousness.
我们现在知道基督乃是我的义。
When God see Christ,
当神看见了基督，
now, brothers and sisters, we are being justified.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就称义了。
As if we never fall before.
好像我们从来没有堕落过一样。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
this is the truth.
这乃是真理。
This is revelation.
这乃是启示。
You have to take it by faith.
我们必须用信心来接受。
You see, brothers, now you can stand before in the presence of God.
所以弟兄们，我们看见现在我们能够站在神的面前。
Every time by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
每一次都是借着我们主耶稣基督的血。
We are standing in His presence.
我们就站在他的面前。
Yes, sometimes we fall.
是的，有的时候我们还会跌倒。
Sometimes we sin against God.
有的时候我们犯罪得罪神。
But if we confess our sins,
若是我们肯认自己的罪，
then our fellowship will be restored.
那么我们的交通就能恢复。
Every time, always under the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
每一次都是在我们主耶稣基督的宝血遮盖之下。
We dare to stand in His presence.
我们就有勇气可以站在他的面前。
Now, brothers,
先弟兄姊妹，
because of that revelation,
因着那个启示，
because of that truth,
因着那一个真理，
we ought to live a life.
我们就应该过一种的生活。
Now, if you live a life,
若是我们过一种的生活，
that life should match with that truth.
那一个生活应该和那个真理是相配的。
Now, how do you know that you are justified by faith?
我们怎么知道自己是因信称义了呢？
How do you know that you already secure a place in the presence of God?
我们怎么知道我们已经在神的面前得着了一个地位？
So thank God.
感谢神。
When you come to the third group of epistles,
当我们来到第三组的书信里，
Now it was Paul who told us in Ephesians.
乃是保罗在以弗所书告诉我们。
Do you see that, brothers? Or let me say this.
让我这样
说。 When Paul outlined thisJustification by faith, sanctification by faith, and glorification by faith.
当保罗刚要的说到因信称义、因信成圣和因信得荣耀的时候，
Now, of course, in the second group, Paul stressed on the side of the cross.
当然，在第二组里面，保罗是强调十字架。
Now, when Paul talk about the life side,
当他讲到十字架生命的一面，
talk about the resurrection and ascension of our Lord.
讲到我们主的复活和升天，
he still talk about justification by faith.
他仍然讲到因信称义。
But now he take the whole epistles of Ephesians to tell us what is justification by faith.
他保罗用了整个以弗所书来告诉我们什么叫做因信称义。
And cross tell us something negative.
十架告诉我们消极的一面。
Life or Christ always give us something positive.
生命或者基督总是给我们正积极正面。
How do you know that you are justified by Christ? How do you know they are justified by faith?
我们怎么知道我们因信称义了呢？
Now the whole epistle of Ephesians will tell us.
在整卷以弗所书要告诉我们。
Now sanctification by faith.
那么因信成圣。
So now you see the whole epistle of Colossians explain that.
我们看见整卷哥罗西书来解释它。
Glorification by faith.
我们因信得荣耀。
Now the higher interpretation, the full interpretation is given in Philippians.
那个更高的并且丰满的解释乃是借着腓立比书给我们。
So brothers,
所以弟兄们，
today many people are busy with theology.
今天许多的人呢，为着神学而忙碌。
They only remember Romans and Galatians. They forgot Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians.
他们只记得罗马书和加拉太书，而忘记了以弗所、哥罗西和
腓立比。You have the truth.
我们有真理。
You have theology.
我们有神学。
What theology?
什么神学呢？
Right thinking in Christ. That's called theology.
什么叫做神学呢？就是在基督里呢对的。
But don't forget.
但请不要忘记。
Now right thinking is not everything.
那个对的思想并不是全部。
You need to have right living in Christ to match with the right thinking in Christ.
我们需要有在基督里那对的生活来和在基督里那对的思想配合。
I respect you very much if you have the right thinking in Christ.
若是你在基督里有对的 认识和思想我非常尊
敬。But I want to see how you live that life.
但是我盼望能够看见你怎样活出那个
生活。For example, among evangelical Christians.
举一个例子，福音派的弟兄基督徒们。
When we talk about evangelical theology.
当我们讲到福音派的神学。
Now thank God for that.
我们为他们感谢。
Now when we talk about evangelical theology.
当我们讲到福音派的神学。
We believe the Bible is the word of God.
我们相信圣经是神的话语。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思
呢? We believe that now the word of God is infallible.
我们相信呢，神的话语是没有错误的。
And you see, you don't find any errors. It's error-free, in this book.
在这本书里面是没有错误的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
today many evangelical theologians will tell you.
今天许多福音派的神学家可以告诉我,
We believe every word given from the Bible.
我们相信圣经给我们的每一句话。
Wonderful.
这是非常奇妙。
He's very orthodox.
这是非常正统。
He's very evangelical.
这是非常福音派。
Thank God for these wonderful for these professors.
我们为着这些教授们感谢神。
But we want to see.
但是我们要看
How that professor lived that life.
那一个教授怎样活出那个生命
He is right in thinking.
他在思想上面是对的
Now when is living out the word of God.
但是当我们讲到活出神的话语来
He really believed that every word in the Bible really inspired by God himself.
他相信圣经里面的每一句话都是神所默示的
You know, we mayhave theology, right theology, correct theology in our mind.
我们知道呢，我们可以在心思意念里面有对的神学。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
Whenever we are sick,
当我们生病的时候
，the first thing you always turn to a doctor.
我们第一件事就是去找医生。
So you see, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，as if you just like those who do not believe in the Lord.
好像我们就像那些。
They don't believe in God.
他们不相信神。
So when they are sick, of course they turn to doctor.
所以当他们生病的时候，当然他们去看医生。
Now, brother, of course we should go to doctor.
弟兄姊妹们，当然我们应该去看医生。
Don't go to extreme.
但是不要走，我们不要走极端。
But how do you know that?
但是我们怎么知道呢
？You really believe in the Lord.
我们真的相信。
You really believe God is powerful.
我们真心相信神是大能的。
You really believe that today God still perform miracles.
我们若是真的相信今天神仍然行神迹
，Brothers,
弟兄们
，Definitely the first thing you will turn to the Lord Himself.
很确定的，第一件事我们。乃是先转向主。
Then the Lord will tell you.
然后主要告诉我们。
Which doctor you should go to?
你应该去看哪一个医生。
Which hospital you should go to?
哪一个医院你该去的。
My brothers and sisters.
我的弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes because your wrong choice with doctor and hospitals.
有的时候因着我们选错了医生和医院。
You almost destroy your own life.
有的时候我们几乎丧了自己的性命。
My brothers and sisters.
We
are all foolish.
我们都是愚昧的。
We do not know what happened with us.
我们不知道在我们身上发生的事情。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes when we are cured, when we are cured,
有的时候当我们得了医治。
All because not just thank God for the doctors.
感谢神，为着医生我们感谢神。
But which one is the best?
但是哪一个是最好的呢
？Which hospital is the best?
哪一个医院是上好的呢
？Whether you should go through operation or not to go through operation.
是否我们该不该动手术呢
？We know a sister in the Lord.
我认识在主里的一个姊妹。
Who was told that she got a cancer.
医生告诉她她得了。Cancer, 炎症
and our sister just went to the Lord.
我们的姊妹呢，她就到主面前。
She did not feel led to just to go through any operation or any other healing process.
她没有感觉她被引导呢，去任何的医院做手术或者任何的治疗。
My brothers and sisters.
我的弟兄姊妹。
Yes, doctor can give us some suggestions.
是的，医生可以给我们一些建议。
My mother.
我的母亲
who already 93 years old.
她已经93岁了。
If I remember correctly, 5 years ago,
若是我记得清楚的话，在五年之前
she got some kind of cancer.
她得了一种的炎症
ovary cancer, 卵巢癌。
卵巢癌。
And according to doctor know that this kind of cancer very aggressive.
医生都知道这种的癌症呢是非常
Normally 6 months, that's it.
正常的话大概还有可以活六个月。
Now that's very true. That's normal, a normal observation. That should be correct.
那是正常我们的预测。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊
妹, today my mother still lives healthily in a way.
今天呢，我的母亲仍然健康地活着。
Even her memory was fading away.
即便她的记忆力衰退了。
But she's still here.
但是她仍然活着。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以我们
If you really believe in God,
若是你真的相信神,
you have to remember,
我们要记得,
the wisdom is from God.
智慧是从神而来。
Now, even my mother went through operation 5 years ago.
若是我的母亲五年之前呢动手术。
According to some doctor, you know,
照着一些医生来讲,
some kind of cancer cell, if they are being stirred, then probably getting worse.
有一些这个癌症的细胞若是被搅动了，它就会蔓延。
So, brothers and sisters, who will give us that wisdom?
所以弟兄姊妹们，谁给我们这样的智慧呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄
姊妹们， for that reason,
为着那个原因，
if you really believed every word inspired by the word of God,
若是我们既真实相信圣经每一句话都是神所感默示的，
then you are not have right thinking in Christ.
那么我们不仅在基督里有对的思想，
you also have right living in Christ.
我们也在基督里有对的生活。
So brothers,
所以弟兄,
I know some people,
我知道一些人,
they believe that every word inspired by God himself.
他们相信呢圣经每一句话都是神亲自默示。
But when they come to the matter of the head covering,
但是来到了蒙头这件事情。
Now they said that is according to tradition in Corinth.
但是他们却说呢，那个只不过是哥林多当地的一个
传统。And some people even say Paul made a mistake.
但是甚至有人说呢，保罗在那里犯了一个错误。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
们, these people all belong to evangelical camp.
而这些人呢，都是属于福音派的。
But the problem is this.
但是他的问题乃是这样。
It's easy for you to think than to live.
要我们来想，比要我们活出来容易。
To think right doesn't mean that to act or to live right.
我们若是思想是对的，并不意味着我们能够活得出对的光景。
And to live means to live out the life of Christ.
我们生活乃是意味着我们活出基督的生
命。So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
when we come to Ephesians,
当我们来到以弗所书，
what we were told,
在那里告诉我们什么
呢？ You see, we were told that after we receive in Jesus Christ,
在那里告诉我们说，当我们接受了耶稣基督，
we are being seated with Christ in heavenly places.
我们就与基督一同坐在天上。
My brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
That means justification by faith.
那意味着我们经历了因信称义。
Now what do you mean by seated with Christ in heavenly places?
我们坐在与基督一同坐在天上是什么意思呢？
Now brothers,Do you know some secret? Very interesting.
我们是否认识一些很有趣的秘诀？
The universe today,
今天这个宇宙，
is very different is very different from the universe 3,000 years ago.
和三千年前的宇宙呢，非常不同。
It's very different.
非常的不同。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because 2,000 years ago,
因为在两千年之前，
Jesus Christ died for us at the cross.
主耶稣基督为我们在十字架上死了。
Because what happened on the Mount of Calvary,
因着在加略山上所发生的事情。
Now the whole universe become very different one.
那么现在整个宇宙就变得非常的不同了。
Now the interpretation of the universe is different now.
那么现在对整个宇宙的解释就不一样了。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because when Jesus died for us on the cross,
因为当主耶稣为我们在十字架上而死的时候，
then this planet become the outcourt of the temple of God.
我们就看见这个地球呢，就成为神圣殿的外院。
Now, brother, how do you define outcourt?
弟兄们，我们怎样定义外院呢？
Now, outcourt is where the altar is.
外院乃是祭坛所在的地方。
Now, altar always represent the cross.
祭坛一直都预表着
in,
代表着十字架。
In the Old Testament, this is only nothing but a shadow.
在旧约里面，这不过是影而已。
But one day,
但是有一天，
that altar will become real.
那一个祭坛变得真实。
And 2,000 years ago, you know that Jesus died for us on the cross.
两千年前，我们知道主耶稣为我们在十字架上而死。
And from that time on,
从那一次开始，
our planet is not just a planet.
我们这个 地球呢不仅仅是一个行星。
Now, our planet become the outer court.
这个地球呢就成了外院。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Then after his resurrection.
那么在他复活之后。
He ascend to heaven.
他升上高天。
Now how he ascend to heaven?
他怎样升天的呢
？According to report of John.
照着约翰的记载。
On the Mount of Olives.
从在橄榄山上。
He only saw a cloud who take away our Lord.Received our Lord to the throne.
他看见一朵云彩将我们的主接到宝座上去。
That's what Paul saw. That's what John saw.
那是约翰所看见的。
But for many years,
但是许多年来
he did not know what happened beyond that cloud.
但是他却没有看见在这个云彩之上发生什么事情。
Thank God.
感谢神。
You know when he was in Patmos.
当他在拔摩海岛的时候。
And then our Lord Jesus tried to open that veil.
那么我们主耶稣基督呢就试着揭开那个幔子。
So no wonder in the first verse of Revelation, the revelations of Jesus Christ.
难怪呢启示录第一句话就讲到耶稣基督的启示。
Gospel of John.
那是约翰福音。
Again, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
仍然说到耶稣基督的启示。
But it is revelation this side of the cloud.
但是乃是在这个云彩之下的这一面的启示。
But if you want to know the other side,
但是若是你要云彩之上那一面
，It was a riddle to eyes to John.
对约翰来讲，好像是谜语一样。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Now he received the revelation.
现在他得着了启示。
Now he know what happened after beyond that cloud.
现在我们知道在那个云彩之上呢发生了什么事情。
When our Lord ascend to heaven.
当我们的主升上升到天上。
So when you read the first three chapters of Revelation,
所以若是我们读启示录头三章
，Now you see what happened beyond the cloud.
我们就看见了在云彩之上发生什么事情。
Then in the first three chapters,
然后在这三章中
，You discover our Lord Jesus in the sanctuary, in the holy place, in the heaven.
我们看见。我们的主耶稣基督在天上的圣所中。
And then when you come to the fourth chapter and fifth chapter,
然后到第四、第五章
，you see the throne of God.
我们就看见神的宝座。
So that means our Lord entered into the holiest of holy.
那意味着我们的主进到了至圣所里。
Remember, brothers,
弟兄们，请记住。
Now before our Lord's crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension,
在我们的主这个被钉十字架。复活和升天之前
Now Jewish temple is nothing but a shadow
犹太人的圣殿不过是一个影儿
When that altar become real
然后那一个祭坛变得真实
When the holy place become real
然后那个圣所变得真实
When the holiest holy become real
当那个至圣所变得真实
So my brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
After the Lord's crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension
在我们主被钉十字架复活和升天之后
Now everything become real.
每一件事的实际都出现
So now you know how to explain the whole universe.
那么现在我们就知道怎样来解释这宇宙
The universe is nothing but a temple of God.
这整个宇宙就是神的殿
Now we are who in this planet?
我们在这个地球上的人
We are in this outer court.
我们是在外院里
Then when our Lord Jesus ascend to heaven
当我们的主升到天上
What does that mean?
那是什么意思
He is from outer court to the holy place.
他就从外院进到了圣所
And from holy place to the holiest of holy.
然后从圣所进到了至圣所
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们
That's the ascension of our Lord
那是我们主的升天
So he has created a new and living way for you and for me
所以他为你和我开了一条又新又活的道路
And in the New Testament
在新约中
We are the temple of God
我们成了神的
We are the house of God.
我们乃是神的家。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
whenever we enter into the holiest of holy,
所以当我们进到至圣所的时候
Now, if you go to the holy of holy,
若是我们进到至圣所里
if we are being seated with Christ in the heavenly places,
若是我们已经与基督一同坐在天上
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
That means we secure a place in the holy of holy.
那意味着我们在至圣所里面得着了地位
That's almost impossible, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，那几乎是不可能的
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约时代
Once a year,
一年一次
and the high priest,
大祭司
with the blood
带着血
try to represent the whole congregation of Israel.
他要代表着以色列全会众
And then he got into the holy of holies.
然后他就进到至圣所里
So brothers,
所以弟兄们
if you want to enter there,
若是我们想进到那里面
you need the blood of sacrifice.
我们需要那祭物的血
you have to go. So first stop is the altar.
所以第一站乃是到祭
坛 Then, holy place.
然后到圣所
Now we know the theory.
我们都知道这一个理论
We know the picture.
我们也看见那个图
画 We are never there.
但是我们全从来没有进
去过 In the Old Testament time.
在旧约时代
Only one high priest there is there.
只有一年一次一个大祭司进去
Why?
为什么
As a sinners.
因着是罪人
We were all sinners.
我们都是罪人
We will never secure a place in the presence of God.
我们在神的面前永远不可能得着一个地位
We will be struck to death.
我们会被击杀而死
Because in the throne of God.
因为在神的宝座中
What do you have?
我们看见什么
Actually, what you have is the glory of God.
我们看见乃是神的荣耀
That glory of God will strike us to death.
神的荣耀要击杀我们
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
for that reason.
那个缘故
If one day you heard the message,
若是有一天我们听见了一个信息
We are being seated with Christ in heavenly places.
我们与基督一同坐在天上
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
We have secured a place in the holiest of holies.
我们在至圣所里面得着了一个地位
Now when you go to the holiest of holies,
当我们进入至圣所里
Now what psalmist tells us,
作诗的人告诉我们
David told us,
大卫告诉我们
Now we will come to your footstool and worship.
我们要来到你的脚凳前下拜
My brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What is footstool?
什么是脚凳呢
Now footstool in the Old Testament referred to the ark in the holiest of holy.
在旧约时代呢，那一个至圣所里面的约柜就代表着神的脚凳
Now God's throne is in heaven.
神的宝座在天上。
His leg represents his presence.
他的脚代表着他的同在。
So he extended his presence all the way to the planet.
所以他把他的同在呢一直延伸到地上。
So he needs a footstool to place his foot.
所以他需要一个脚凳来放他的脚。
So when you come before the footstool,
所以当我们来到那个脚凳前
it means that you come to the feet.Of our God.
那意味着我们到了我们神的脚前。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姊妹
do you see that?
我们看见
吗? Whenever you are in the holiest place,
当我们在至圣所里,
in the holy of holy,
我们在至圣所里,
when you worship him,
我们敬拜他,
and then when you are at the foot his footstool,
然后我们来到他的, 脚凳前,
what does that mean?
那是什么意思?
Simply means that we are at the foot of our Lord.
他就是告诉我们，我们在我们主的脚前。
Now you understand.
现在我们明白。
Why Mary always sitting at the feet of Jesus?
为什么玛利亚总是坐在主的脚前
？Why?
为什么
？Because when Mary was sitting there.
因为当玛利亚坐在那里的时候
，Heaven is there.
天就在那里。
Heaven is heaven because Christ is there.
为什么天是天呢？因为基督在那里。
天堂。Now heaven is no longer heaven because Christ is not there.
若是天堂呢，基督不在那里，他就不是天堂。
So brothers,
所以弟兄
们。When Mary was sitting at the feet of Christ,
所以当玛利亚坐在基督的脚前。
Actually, he is in the holies of holies.
实际上他是进入了至圣所。
And not only that,
不仅那样。
Mary was sitting at the feet of our Lord.
玛利亚是坐在我们主的脚前
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When you are at his feet
当我们在他的脚前
You will discover
我们要发现
That feet are different from any other feet
那个脚呢是和任何的脚不一样
Because that feet Those feet with the scars with the scars of the cross
因为那一双脚呢有十字架上的伤痕
No wonderWhen Mary listened to the word at the feet of our Lord.
难怪当玛利亚听我们主的话语的时候
When she was touched by what happened at the feet.
当她摸到了在那个双脚上面所发生的事情
So she was able to come to she was able to let the ointment go.
所以呢她就能够舍弃那一个膏油
So that's her consecration.
那就是 他的诚实奉献。所以弟兄姊妹们
，Now you understand。
现在我们明白。
Now we have been secure a place in the in what we have been secure a place in the in the holy of holy。
我们已经在至圣所里面得着了一个地位。
What does that mean？
那是什么意思
？Because God already put us in Christ。
因为神已经把我们放在基督里。
What do you mean by in Christ？
在基督里是什么意思
？In Christ simply means that we have been justified。
因为在基督里，简单的意思就是我们已经被称为义了。
In Christ is a right thinking。
在基督里呢是有对的。
Abide in Christ, that's right living。
住在基督里那是对的。
How do you know that you are justified？
我们怎么知道？我是被称义了。
When you are at the feet of our Lord Jesus，
当我们在我们主的脚前。
Now brothers，
所以弟兄们
，Anyone who is in the holiest holy，
任何一个在至圣所里的人
，When they are in the fellowship， when they are in the presence of God，
当他们在神的同在里
，Now they cannot help but worship，
他们除了敬拜之外，不能做别的。
So brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姊
妹们 Now you see, if anyone who's justified,
若是我们看见任何一个被称义的人
he is a place of worshipper,
他必然是一个
敬拜者 He must worship God in spirit and in truth.
他必然在灵和诚实里面来敬拜
神 So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们我们看见
In the second group of epistles,
在第二组的书信
We have the truth of justification by faith.
我们看见有因信称义的真理。
Now in this wonderful letters to Ephesians, you have the living of justification by faith.
在以弗所这一卷奇妙的书里面，我们看见有因信称义的生活。
We always a wonderful fellowship with Christ.
我们总一直能够和基督有一个奇妙的交通。
And then we worship.
然后我们就敬拜。
As individual, as a corporate.
不仅是个人的，也是团体。
Every time when we gather together at the Lord's table.
每一次当我们聚在主的桌子。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
？We are being justified by faith.
我们已经因信称义了。
We have secured a place in God's family.
我们在神的家中得着了地位。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Thank God for that.
为此我们感谢神。
And we.This called justification by faith.
这个叫做因信称义。
Then this is only the initial step.
然后这不过是初步而已。
We had to grow.
我们还需要
brothers and sisters. Justification means this.
称义的意思。
We are being delivered from the judgment and punishment of sin, our sin.
我们从我们罪该受的审判和刑罚中得了拯救。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Now, the blood of Jesus will cleanse all our sins.
主耶稣基督的血要洗净我们一切的罪。
But don't forget.
但是请不要忘记。
The sin still with us.
这个罪仍然在我们。
We still live in the flesh.
我们仍然活在肉身中。
So how are you going to overcome your sin?
那么我们怎样来胜过我们的罪性？
How can we be delivered from the power of the sin?
我们怎么样能够从罪的权势中得释放呢？
Now if you are being delivered,
若是我们得了拯救，
you are sanctified.
我们就成圣了。
You live a holy life.
我们就过一个圣洁的生活。
Think about it.
我们试想一想。
If you sin all the times,
若是我们一直犯罪，
Now how can you say this is holy?
我们怎么能说这是圣洁的生活呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
Now, it is in this book of Romans,
唯有在罗马书里
Tell us the secret,
告诉我们的秘诀
How can we be overcome? How can we deliver from the power of sin?
我们怎么能够从罪的权势底下得拯救
Thank God.
感谢神
Now you need faith.
我们现在需要信心
You have to remember,
我们要记得
You have to know that according to the word,
我们要照着圣经来明白
Our old man has been crucified with Christ.
我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架
So this is a very important vision.
这是一个非常重要的意象
But now you have to live that life.
但是现在我们要活出那个生命
Now brothers, how can you live a holy life?
弟兄们我们怎样能够过一个圣洁的生活呢
It's based on what? It's based on the place you have obtained in the presence of God.
乃是根据于我们在神的面前所得着的那个地位。
The power being delivered from the sin.
从罪中得释放的能力。
Was obtained while you are at the feet of Christ.
唯有在我们在基督的脚前才得着。
So, brother and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
you see that?
我们看见吗
Now, only when you secure a place in the presence of God,
唯有当我们在神的面前得着了一个地位
you are no longer in Christ.
我们现在在基督里
Now you abide in Christ.
我们住在基督里
Now because you abide in Christ,
因着我们住在基督里
then you draw all the energy from Christ.
我们就从基督那里得着所有的力量
and the Holy Spirit
圣灵
will apply what Christ has done for us on the cross 2,000 years ago
就将基督在2000年前在十字架上所做成的
Now, finally,
用在我们身上
finally we'll be delivered
最后我们就要得拯救
so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
this is a very important truth
这是一个非常重要的真理
just a good sanctification by faith
因信成圣
Thank God for that.
我们为此感谢神
It is so wonderful. This is indeed a good news.
这实在是奇妙，实在是好福音。
A right to think right in Christ is not enough.
在基督里有对的想法还不足够。
You have to live right in Christ.
我们需要在基督里过对的生活。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹
When you study, Colossians.
当我们读哥罗西书的时候
Now we were told that Christ is our life.
在那里告诉我们，基督是我们的生命。
Do you see that? More than that.
我们看见了吗？
If Christ is a life,
若是基督是我们的生命
This life was hidden with Christ in God.
这个生命与基督一同藏在神里。
Where is God?
神在哪里呢
？God is in heaven.
神在天上。
That's why John Paul told us.
那是为什么保罗告诉我们
？We ought to think something above.
我们应该思念。
We ought to consider everything above.
我们应该思念上面的事。
So our life is heavenly life.
所以我们的生命乃是一个属天的生命。
And our life is hidden in Christ.
我们的生命是藏在基督里。
So brothers.
所以弟兄们。
Then if you read on.
若是我们读下去。
What Paul told us.
保罗告诉我们什么
？Now put to death.The members of your earthly, the members of your earthly body.
要致死我们地上身上的肢体。
Now, my brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it's very interesting.
这是很有趣。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思？
How can you put death your the members of your earthly body?
我们怎么能把属地的这身体的肢体致死呢？
It means put death into your flesh.
那就是把我们的
Put death your flesh.
把我们的肉体致死。
Now the problem is this.
我们的问题在这里。
Now our flesh belong is in the members of earthly body.
我们的肉体呢是属于我们这属地身体的一部分。
Now if we are on this earth,
若是我们还在地上
，we are earthbound.
我们就被地所捆绑。
If we are on this earth,
若是我们在地上
，now we are overcome, we are controlled by the sin.
我们就被罪。被地上的事物所胜过。
How can you be delivered?
我们怎么能得拯救呢
？So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Have you tried once?
我们有没有试过一次
？Try to embrace yourself and lift yourself up.
我们有没有试过把自己抱起来
？None of us succeed in that.
我们没有一个人可以这样做。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
We are earthbound.
因为我们是受地心吸引的。
But thank God.
但是感谢。
If you see the secret is that life in Christ.
若是我们看见那个秘诀乃是在基督里的
生命。Is heavenly life.
这是一个属天的生命。
So brothers.
所以弟兄们。
If you want to put your flesh to death.
若是我们要将我们的肉体致死。
Now you have to remember where are you.
我们先要记得我在哪里。
You had to be seated with Christ in heavenly places.
我们必须与基督一同坐在天上。
If you are higher enough,
若是我们足够高的话
，You will be delivered from all the flesh.
我们就要从所有的肉体中蒙拯救。
There was a true story.
有一个真实的故事。
In China,
在中国。
You know, in the Second World War,
在二次世界大战的时候。
Now there was an airplane.
有一个。有一架飞机。
By that time, you know, it's old one, very old one, not jet, a propeller airplane.
在那个时代的飞机现在看很古老。
Then one pilot discovered while he was driving.
有一个飞行员看，他发现在他飞行的时候。
And he discovered some rats running around.
他发现
in the airplane.
在飞机里面。有一些老鼠飞跑来跑去。
So he did not know what to do.
他不知道该怎么办。
But then he got idea.
忽然之间他有了一个想法。
So Then he really let, so he really fly that fly the airplane up and up.
所以他就将这个飞机呢往上爬升。
Now when that fly airplane really reached certain height,
当那一个飞机呢达到一个高度的时候
，then this rat cannot breathe anymore.
这些老鼠呼吸不到空气了。
So brothers, finally they all died.
那不久呢，弟兄姊妹。这些老鼠通通都死了。
Now that is secret of right living. How you can be overcome? How you can be delivered from our sin?
那乃是我们在基督里能够如何在最终蒙拯救的秘诀。
Remember the Spirit, Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit.
请记得圣灵乃是神圣。
That life is holy life.
那一个生命。乃是神圣的生命。
You know there is kind of animal called silver rat, 银鼠。
有一种的动物叫做银鼠。
You know because the fur was like silver.
因为它们的毛呢像银色一样。
White and no, you don't find any spot, no dirt at all.
全身是银白色，一点斑点
杂质都没有。So how are you going to hunt such an animal?
我们怎么样能够
hunt?
我们怎样能够捕捉这种的
？So the hunter really know the nature of this silver rat.
那些猎人呢？他们知道这个银鼠他们的习性。
You know, when the silver rat was being chased, definitely will go home.
若是他们
they will go back to the cave.
若是他们被追赶的话，他们一定会回到他的洞里。
So the hunter will put some dirty thing just in front of the cave.
所以这个。猎人呢就在他的洞口放一些很污秽的东西。
So now, when the silver rat tried to go back to its own cave,
所以当这个银鼠想要回到自己洞里的时候
，and then when he saw the dirt, saw the pollution,
他一看那些污秽的东西
，now brothers,
弟兄们
，the nature in him, the life in him,
在他里面的生命的习性
，he just could not go back to his cave,
他就没有办法再回到他自己洞里。
Then his face turned to the hunter.
然后他就转脸向着那个猎人。
He gave himself in the blood.
他就把他自己呢，把在血里放。
So my brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Remember, this is a Christian life.
这就是基督徒的生活。
You can never live a Christian life.
我们永远不可能过一个基督徒。
Unless you have a Christian life to live.
除非我们有一个基督的生命来活出。
So you see, brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Now you understand the word of life.
基督徒的生活
and not the word of life
生命之道
and more than that
不仅如此
glorification by faith
我们因信得荣耀
thank God
我们感谢神
we are not now brother and sister when we live a holy life
当我们过一个圣洁的生活
what does that mean
那是什么意思
that means paradise regained
那意味着得回了乐园
thank God for that
我们为此感谢神
you no longer live under the bondage of sin
我们再不活在罪的捆绑里
面 you are free person
我们是一个自由的
you are free indeed
我们实在是得了自由
think about it brothers
我们是想一想弟兄们
what salvation can do for you and for me
什么样的救恩能够这样为我们成全
not that you saved
不仅使我们得救
that's only initial step
那只不过是初步
not only get you into the family of God
不仅把我们带进了神的家中
that's only the kindergarten period
那只不过是幼儿园的阶段
that's only first 11 years
那只不过是前11年而已
now when you come to the second 11 years
当我们来到第二个11年
we really grow
我们真的成长
and Paul shared his experience with us
保罗将他的经验分享给我们。
He told us how he discovered his flesh.
他告诉我们他怎样发现他的肉体。
There is no goodness in his flesh.
在他的肉体中没有良善。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Now because of that.
因此之故。
When we study the second group of letters.
当我们读第二组的书信的时候。
Now we know wonderful truth.
我们看见认识了一个奇妙的真理。
Sanctification by love, by faith.
因信称义，因信称圣。
We may live a holy life.
我们可以过一个圣洁的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
how can you live a healthy life?
我们怎么能过一个健康的生活呢
Does that mean that you do not have any germ in your bodies?
是不是我们对我们身体里面细菌不做任何事情
No, look at my mouth.
看我的嘴唇
full of germs according to doctors.
照着医生来讲呢，嘴里充满了细菌。
But I'm still very healthy.
但是我仍然非常的健康。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
because the light within me,
因为在我里面的生命
overcome the germs,
胜过了这些细菌。
Do you see that sin still with you and with me?
我们是否看见了罪性仍然在你我的里面
？But the life in Christ,
但是那个在基督里的生命
really overcome our sin.
他真实的胜过了我们的罪。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
this is a wonderful thing.
这是奇妙的事。
Wonderful truth.
这奇妙的真理。
Wonderful thinking.
奇妙的思想。
Also wonderful living.
并且是奇妙的生活。
So when you say someone is holy,
所以当我们说有一个人是圣洁的
what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢
Simply means he is healthy spiritually.
他简单的说，就是属灵上面他是健康的。
Doesn't mean that he knows he will sin no more. No.
并不是意味着他不再不会犯罪。
The root of sin never been root out.
那个罪的根永远没有被拔出来。
But brothers and sisters, you know when the life of Christ really overcome.
但是弟兄姊妹们，当基督的生命在里面真实的得胜
a healthy life.
我们就过一个健康的生活。
When our flesh take over.
当我们的肉体掌权的时候
especially during the SARS,
特别是在有 SARS 流行
when you are in fear,
我们害怕的时候
Now, when, because you are in fear,
若是我们在恐惧中
that's why 口水 mouth water,
saliva,
saliva in our mouth,
我们的口水
the resistance getting weaker and weaker,
它里面的抵抗力就越来越弱
and then the germ, really, then that the SARS really can attack us.
那么外面的细菌 SARS 呢就能够攻击我们
so
侵袭我们
now we understand,
现在我们明白了
brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹们
to live a holy life,
过一个圣洁的生活
is possible,
是可能的
you need a right thinking, you also need a right living.
我们需要有一个对的心思意念也需要有一个对的生活
some professor may talk about the theory of sanctification.
有一些教授可以讲论了成圣的理论
but they also live that life.
但是他们也同样的活出那个生命
so this is very important.
这个是非常重要的
so brothers,
所以弟兄们
but a justification by faith.
因信称义
sanctification by faith.
因信成圣
only paradise regained.
只不过是得回了乐园
but thank God.
但是感谢神
if we want to go back toIf we want really go back to the eternal purpose of God,
若是我们要真的回到神永远的目的里
then we are being transformed into the image of Christ.
就是我们要被改变磨成基督的形象。
And no wonder in Philippians,
难怪在腓立比书里
Paul said,
保罗说道
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督
and not only that,
不仅如此
and then Paul said, I press on,
并且保罗说我是向着标杆直跑
toward the goal,
向着标杆直跑
Now what goal is that?
那个标杆是什么呢
Being transformed into the image of Christ
就是要被改变磨成基督的形象
And brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢
This means overcomer
这意味着得胜
For that reason,
因着那个人
And in Philippians, we are told that we are citizens in heaven.
在腓立比书里面告诉我们说，我们是天上的国民。
According to our Lord,
照着我们主
we have to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们应该努力的进天国。
Now kingdom for us will be a reward.
那么天国国度呢，对我们来讲是一个奖赏。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
now if you really put all this together,
若是我们把这些都放在一起
justification by faith,
因信称义
glory, sanctification by faith,
因信成圣
and glorification by faith,
因信得荣耀
you not only have right thinking,
我们不仅有对的思想
that truth,
那个真理
and you also have right living,
我们现在也有对的生活
that's life and the way,
那乃是生命和道路。
So、that's why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
这是为什么我们主说到，主耶稣说到，他是道路、真理和生命。
If you are only occupied with theology,
若是我们仅仅充满了神学
，What do you have?
那我们有什么呢
？Thank God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
At least you have half of it.
至少我们有他的一半。
It is a beautiful theory.
我们有一个美丽的理论
How can you live out that life?
我们怎么样能够活出那个生命
So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姊妹
Now you understand
现在我们明白
The word of life
生命的道。
So may the Lord really speak to our hearts.
愿主真实向我们的心说话。
And we should hold fast the word of life.
我们应该持定生命之道。
Why we had to hold fast?
为什么我们应该持定
呢？ There is a possibility.
有一个可能。
For Paul to labor in vain.
就是保罗也会徒劳。
So that's why we had to hold fast the word of life.
这是为什么我们需要持定生命之道。
Now, brothers, I think my time is gone.
弟兄们，我想我的时间已经到了。
I will continue my message when I answer your questions.
当我回答大家问题的时候，我要继续我的信息。
Some people talk about mega church. Ask something about mega church.
有一些弟兄姊妹问到这超级的教会。
Now, I think just within our theme verse.
我想在我们的主题的经文里
we should be able to answer that question.
我们就可以回答那个问题。
Because of time limit,
因为时间的限制
I only cover the individual life.
我只涵盖了个人的生活。
But actually,
但实际上
the principle applied to our Christian individual life,
在我们基督徒个人生活上的原则
also apply to our corporate life.
同样也应该运用在我们团体的生活。
As individuals,
作为个人
we are stars.
我们乃是星。
As a corporate,
作为团体
we are that wonderful moon.
我们乃是那奇妙的月亮。
So may the Lord speak to our hearts.
所以愿主向我们的心说话。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we really commit this word into your hand.
亲爱的主，我们真实把这些话语交托在你的手中。
We are so inadequate.
我们何等的不配。
We are so limited.
我们何等的有限。
Because your word of life is so grand, so wonderful.
因为你的话语是何等的伟大和奇妙。
It's beyond us.
是超越我们的
能力。 So we pray that you will continue to work in every one of us.
所以我们求你继续在我们每一个人身上心里做工。
To translate this word into the level that all we all understand.
将这些话语照着我们能领会的程度解释给我们。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
revive your work in these days.
在这些日子复兴你的工作。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.